toxic death theory carries little weight. Confusion still shrouds mystery of dead tourists. Thai experts are unconvinced by an independent investigation which suggested that a 23-year-old New Zealand tourist died from excessive exposure to a lethal toxin used to kill bedbugs at a Chiang Mai hotel. A toxic substance expert from the Public Health Ministry and the Department of Agriculture said they did not think chlorpyrifos, which is used in insecticide sprays, was the cause of death of Sarah Carter. Carter died on February 6th, and her friends Emma Langlands and Amanda Eliasson became gravely ill while they were on holiday in the Downtown Inn Hotel in Chiang Mai. 5 people died from unexplained causes in Chiang Mai over a 16-day period after New Year. 4 stayed at the Downtown Inn Hotel. The mystery over Carter's death resurfaced recently after an investigation commissioned by the New Zealand TV show 60 Minutes found traces of the potentially lethal toxin in the Downtown Inn where the tourists stayed. UN scientist Ron McDowell said there was a strong likelihood Carter died from excessive exposure to the substance. The other 4 who died after staying at the hotel experienced identical symptoms to those suffered by Carter. Chiang Mai Public Health Office Deputy Chief Surasingh Wisarutat told the Bangkok Post that although the authorities had not yet ruled out all possible causes of the deaths, the bedbug insecticide assumption carries little weight. Thorough checks conducted by the doctors when the 3 tourists were admitted to the hospital found no traces of insecticides, he said. An autopsy performed by Maharat Hospital also found no toxic substance residue. The doctors suspected Carter died from food poisoning, according to a Chiang Mai police report. We can't jump to a conclusion that toxin exposure was the cause of the death, because the substance was allegedly found in the hotel room alone, not in the victim's body, Dr. Surasingh said. Dr. Surasingh yesterday chaired a meeting of the investigation team. The meeting, attended by doctors and experts from various agencies, ended with no conclusion on the deaths. Dr. Surasingh said the team would meet again after receiving test results of samples collected from the victims' bodies. The samples were sent for testing at laboratories in the United States and Japan. Meanwhile, an official from the Department of Agriculture said Thailand did not ban chlorpyrifos, which is also used as an ingredient in insecticides for use on farms. It is hard to believe that a bedbug spray containing chlorpyrifos would be able to kill people unless a large amount of the chemical got into the body, said the official, who asked not to be named. The official said chlorpyrifos is easily dissipated in the air, which means it causes no ill effects to the environment.